Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett. And let me tell you, today's topic is like a shot of espresso straight to your soul. It's all about building self-esteem through the power of positive affirmation. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh, here we go with another GC self-help spiel, hear me out. This isn't just about chanting random feel-good phrases. We're diving deep into how to use affirmations as a tool to rewire those negative thought patterns that often hold us back, especially when you've got the wonderful whirlwind of ADHD buzzing around your brain. Ever felt like your inner critic is running a marathon while your confidence is stuck in slow motion? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that narrative, one powerful affirmation at a time. Here are five key takeaways that are gonna rock your world. First up, get crystal clear on what you're trying to achieve. Self-esteem isn't a mystical concept, it's about believing in your worth and abilities. So, before you start crafting affirmations, take some time to identify those areas where you need a little extra love and support. Are you struggling with self-doubt? Feeling like an imposter? Pinpoint those specific challenges so your affirmations can be laser-focused. Number 2. Make it personal. Your affirmations should resonate with you, not sound like something ripped from a generic self-help book. Think about what truly inspires and motivates you. Do you crave creativity? Self-expression? Feeling more confident in social situations? Infuse those desires into your affirmations. Now let's talk about the power of present tense. You might be tempted to say things like, I will be confident someday, but trust me, your subconscious mind is a total sucker for the present moment. Instead, try phrases like, I'm confident now, or I radiate confidence. See the difference? By using the present tense, you are training your brain to believe those statements as reality, not just wishful thinking. Number 4. Consistency is key. This isn't a one-time magic spell. Think of affirmations as seeds you are planting in the fertile soil of your mind. To see those beautiful blossoms of self-esteem grow, you need to water them regularly. Make it a habit to repeat your chosen affirmations every day, first thing in the morning, before bed, or even throughout the day when you need a little boost. And last but not least, believe it. This is the most important part. You can say all the right words, but if your inner voice is still screaming negativity, those affirmations won't resonate as deeply. So cultivate a sense of trust and faith in yourself. Remind yourself that you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness. Okay, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Picture this. You're heading into a big meeting at work. Butterflies are doing the tango in your stomach, and that inner critic is whispering doubts like, what if they don't like my ideas? What if I mess up? Now, instead of letting those anxieties take over, pause for a moment and repeat an affirmation that speaks to you. I am confident and capable. My ideas are valuable and I will contribute meaningfully to this meeting. See how powerful that is? It shifts your mindset from fear to empowerment, allowing you to show up as the brilliant person you truly are. So there you have it, beautiful souls, 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to help you build unshakable self-esteem through the magic of positive affirmations. Remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing your unique journey and celebrating every victory along the way. Keep those affirmations flowing, keep that inner light shining bright, and most importantly, never stop believing in yourself. Next time, we'll be tackling another head-scratcher, how to manage procrastination with a dash of mindfulness magic. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your loved ones, and leave a review if you found it helpful. Until then, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.